As young girls, we are fed the fairy tale that you will meet your Prince Charming in your 20s, fall madly in love, and live happily ever after. But what happens when you find yourself in your 30s and, oh, so single? You write about it, of course. Each week, I document the trials and tribulations of my dating life in a world run by dating apps, ghosting, and a host of options. Whether it's getting hit up for a threesome, dating a divorcee, dealing with dick pics, or stumbling around the apps, one thing I know for sure is that life is never dull. Join me each week as I chat to people going through a similar experience and getting an expert on from time to time to help us out. Let's really dive into what it's like to date as a 30-something singleton. I'm Jenna Hocking, and you're listening to Jenna with a J. Hello, lovely listeners. It's been a big week. And before I chuff off to Byron Bay for the weekend, I thought I would leave you with some fun chats I've recently had with Triple M's Danny Lakey. First up, we each made a list of the things we wish partners would stop doing in the bedroom. And of course, it got out of hand.
Right around the country, it is the Danny Lakey Show. Still Dating Thursdays.
Dating Thursdays.
With Jenna Shocking Hocking and myself, we are going to go one for one in things that we do not like people doing in the bedroom. They are our pet peeves. And the great thing about pet peeves, there are pet peeves. My pet peeves are my pet peeves. Your pet peeves, your pet peeves. No one can tell you, oi, no, that's wrong. They can't tell you, no one has the right to tell you what your pet peeves cannot be. That's why they're called pet peeves.
Personal opinion.
Yes, I'm not speaking on behalf of everyone, nor is Jenna Shocking Hocking. We can only speak on behalf of ourselves. First one, I hate it when the lady says, get a condom. No, I don't. I'm joking about that one. I hate it when she says, what's wrong after sex? Why aren't you talking?
We get paranoid.
Why don't you go quiet? Stop. Stop, okay? I was horny. I was putting my best foot forward. I was talking. I was chatting. I was using all my words and whimsies and jokes. Now I've let down an extreme amount of physical and mental stress. Let a man breathe for 10 minutes. It's fine.
You put on the chump, but do you know what? Because we're paranoid because we finally slept with the bloke. And now we're like, does he think I'm a hussy? What does he think? Was I good? Did he see my fat? Like, did I notice my cellulite on my thighs? What are you thinking? Why did you go quiet?
Chill out. Let it. Give him 15 to 20 minutes. Go make him a cup of tea if you want. Calm down. And then he'll get back into his chat zone. It's fine. Nothing's wrong.
Okay. Fair point. Fair point. Maybe just reassure us a little bit.
Yeah, that was really nice. And just FYI, I didn't see any of your cellulite lumps, babe. I love you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, I've got one. Stop mimicking porn. We don't like the moves that they do in there. We don't like being jackhammered. Like, we want enjoyment as well. If you look at the porn that I know you look at, Danny Lakey, there ain't a lot of enjoyment from the girls. Down with the jackhammer.
Yeah, just a little bit of jackhammer action. smoko break, boys. Smoko break.
Done. I'm impressed if there's a break. Usually, done. Thanks. Did you enjoy it? No, we didn't. Enough with mimicking porn.
All right, slow and steady. We get it. I tell you another thing that I don't like, and I get it. People are self-conscious. People are hung up in their own little things, but do not turn off the lights. Do not say, just one more thing. Let's just turn off the lights. Us men are visual creatures. A lot of it, you're not going to come back to our bedroom if you didn't like the look of you. And that's half the battle for us. We need to be seeing. We need to be seeing things. We're not just some blind man playing with your nips, treating it like Braille, trying to get an erection. No, keep the light on. Show us your beautiful face.
Can I meet you halfway? What about a nice candlelight?
No!
Yes!
No!
It's too confronting. We're not looking at your body. We're looking at all the parts on our body that we have managed to keep hidden from you for the, first 1 to 3 to 5 weeks?
Nah.
All right, my next one is stop farting. Do you know what is the least sexy thing you can do during sexy time? Fart. We don't want to smell your bowel movements. And also, don't do Dutch oven. Why do you boys think it's so funny to put the doona over our face? It's revolting.
It's cute. It's romantic. It's cozy. It's warm.
I don't want to be that close to you. Keep a bit of mystery about your farts.
Oh, I've got one. And I know some people are just full of testosterone, so this won't apply to all blokes. But for me, okay, the worst thing that can happen is if I think I've put in a solid 30-minute lovemaking session, committing heart, soul, energy, chakras, all into this lady. Really think I've done a good job. And then within 30 seconds of afterwards, she goes, round two? No, not round two.
Why not?
Let the batteries recharge. No.
That's not what happens in the movies.
No.
Do you know what? You should be worried if she says round two, because round two means that she probably hasn't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Which is terrible. I've got a friend who says, I've never had a bad time in the sack. She might have.
but I never have. And I think that's terrible. My final one is, and you, Danny Lakey, are going to hate this one.
Oh.
Stop saying you're allergic to condoms.
I am allergic to condoms. I'm allergic to latex condoms.
Do you know what? There's different condoms now. You can get condoms that you won't be allergic to.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Durex, and your non-latex invention.
Yes, and girls, don't fall for it. Because do you know why? Anytime a guy said that to me, I've said to him, cool, well, we just won't have sex. All of a sudden, they've miraculously recovered.
Yeah, we can build up antibodies very quickly, Jack.
That is such a lie.
I've got one more wild card.
Yeah.
Don't play with a flaccid penis like it's some science experiment, like it's a little cute mouse.
Who does that? That creeps me out so bad.
A few girls. Oh my God, it's so weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, to be fair, it is weird.
It's like a brain. It's moving. Oh, Don't do that.
I never want to touch it. It just feels a bit creepy. I'll back that one.
Oh, nice. Well, that is pet peeves. There are pet peeves. You can't say anything about it because there are pet peeves. Jenna Shocking Hockey will be back next week for Dating Thursday.
Toodle. I also shared some tips on how to successfully slide into someone's DMs. Because, let's be honest, Instagram is the new dating app.
But it's still Dating Thursdays. We are still with Jenna Shocking Hocking talking about sliding into the DMs. Ooh, there's nothing I like more than when a lady puts on her slipperiest socks, ices up the hallways, and slides into my DMs.
I totally visualised that. Yes, there are some definite do's and don'ts when it comes to sliding into the DMs. I used to hate people that slid into the DMs because I thought it was real thirsty. But
it is a bit thirsty. I'm that shameless in my thirst that you're hoping it just comes across kind of confident.
Yes, yes. And as a girl who get them, thanks to all my articles, because everyone assumes I'm desperate, I get a lot of DMs. And so I've really studied them. And I think with dating apps now, slowly everyone's getting a bit over them. We've swiped as much as we can swipe. The new thing is going to be sliding into people's DMs and just hoping that they're single.
It's a Hail Mary.
Their photos are correct. Here's some tips. Do start the conversation based around something on their profile. Like, don't cut and paste a conversation, because we know if you've just gone into six different girls' Instagram accounts and gone, hey, what's up?
You got to make it personal. This isn't a copy and paste like the Tinder openers that we've been doing for the last 5 years.
And it's really boring. Open with something. Open with, oh, I saw you went to Cairns last weekend. Did you see a crocodile?
Okay, I can type that. I can spell crocodile.
That's got my attention.
Cool.
Maybe use the crocodile emoji.
There we go. A nicely timed emoji.
Do like a good emoji.
For a girl's nether regions, guys.
Actually, I have a quick question for you. Do you like girls that use emojis, or do you think it's immature?
No, I don't mind a girl who uses an emoji. I had a girl who fires off six messages for the price of one. Like, lady, put a full stop and continue writing. Don't just keep firing enter like it's a bloody space bar.
Now, do you not find that thirsty?
It's not thirsty. It shows that a girl can't gather her thoughts and she's psycho.
Feels like the bit inside my head. Do you know what else you need to do? You need to research. So make sure, like, go into her DM and make sure there's no pictures of boys or husbands, because all these guys, I now have got cranky husbands and boyfriends wanting blood.
The last thing you want is you slide into some hot chick's DMs, you realise 2 weeks later that she's actually dating a UFC fighter.
Yeah, that ain't great. That, I feel like that comes from experience, Danny Lakey.
Maybe once upon a time.
And do you know what my final tip is? If they don't respond, don't keep writing back. I've got guys in my DMs that are having full-on conversations with themselves.
Yeah.
Take a hint. We read the other folder in our Instagrams. We see your messages. We're not responding.
Funny enough, I don't usually DM slide. I have been on the apps for a while and I'm getting sick of them, exactly like you said just before. And I follow someone who's slightly in the media on Instagram. And then I was on Bumble the other night and I was having a swipe through and she's came up.
Yeah.
I've never spoken to her before on Instagram. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's nice to know. She's single.
Yeah.
And then I thought, do I swipe right on Bumble or do I screenshot and go straight to the Instagram and make a little joke
about
it?
Do that.
Well, I did do that.
Who?
I sent the screenshot.
Oh, God.
I did my research. She's a Richmond Tigers supporter. Of course, Richmond are playing in the grand final this weekend.
She's your dream girl.
I sent the photo and I said, if Dustin Martin wins the Norm Smith this weekend, will you agree to coffee sometime? Ha ha, tiger emoji. I've hit all your points.
Yes, this is so good. And?
Left on scene. Never be heard again.
Oh, that That is brutal. Give it a go with someone else.
Maybe I'll just give her one more nudge. Maybe she didn't see it the first time.
Yeah, what? Well, then you need to follow the final tip and just leave it. Do not write another message. Point taken.
D-grade celebrity who's prettier than me, but I thought she'd be into my quirky charisma. Point taken.
Desperate to know who it is. Reality star?
Nah, Fox Sports News reader.
There's quite a few of those, damn it.
All right, we'll see you next Thursday. More shocking dating stories with Jenna Hockey. Thank you.
See you later. Thanks for listening to Jenna with a J. You can rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes to give the potty a boost in the charts and help others find it. Jenna with a J is recorded in Sydney and the audio is given some special magic producing by the very best, Bruno Boucher. Tune in next week when we tackle another dating dilemma. I'm Jenna Hocking and you've been listening to Jenna with a J.